right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt.
I got Converse. Well, hello, sir.
Hey,
how's it going?
I'm good.
You well, considering the weather?
Well, it's stormy weather.
It is stormy weather.
Which, creatively,
yes,
is what we're calling this episode.
Because the other alternative would have been too darn hot.
Yeah, and it's too early for too darn hot.
It is a little too early, because even though it broke 90 today,
yeah,
here in lovely, balmy New Jersey.
Oh, God. Lovely is a strong adverb. Can we...
It doesn't feel terrible right now. I think the storm rolling through maybe is helping. It's
I'm hoping muggy. It broke the humidity.
Yes.
That's my hope, that, you know, we walk outside in a couple hours and, yes, oh, well, it's actually kind of refreshing. I hope that's what happens.
That's what I'm hoping. And I'm also fingers crossed that we don't get fucked by Arthur in the next 2 days. For those of you that don't know, Arthur is the tropical storm.
Thank you clarifying that.
That is down off of the North Carolina coast right now.
So we're not in any danger of being mugged by some guy.
No,
there's no king with Excalibur killing us or anything.
No, this is not Knights of the Round Table.
Oh, okay, all right.
None of that.
Nothing, okay.
None of that
at know.
All, actually. So yes, this is episode 334. We are calling it stormy weather. We do have some new listeners. I do want to say that.
Yeah.
And some of those new listeners, one of them in particular, who I think is going to become a super fan, is like, I can't quite peg all your voices yet.
Yep.
So I am OG.
I am Scapegoat.
And Big Kev, who you have not heard yet, because he's still trying to get here.
Yeah, he's not in the studio queue yet.
That's right. He will be Big Kev.
Yeah, so, that's what will happen.
That's right.
He will arrive and later, be himself.
Right. When you hear him later, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Now you know. Introductions are done.
Indeed.
We can move on, I guess.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So the first thing I want to do,
yes.
So I actually listen to the show usually when I'm not on it.
Okay.
If I'm being totally honest.
Fair enough.
I do listen to the show, you know, bits and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
sure.
But I still got to say this, and a couple of fans have said this, and the intro is long.
It's very...
I'm just saying.
It's very long.
You know, I use the podcast app on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I do have an Android phone also. No one send me hate mail.
Yeah.
And, you know, I skip 15 seconds. You have to do that like 10 times.
Yes.
To get longer than... It is a long intro.
I would love for a shorter intro. I will say, though, that I was on... I was part of as a guest on another show this weekend on another platform.
Yeah.
And the intro for that, Joe, was 8.5 minutes long.
What?
So
does it change ever?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's different clips and speaking and things, that's but it was bullshit. 8.5 minutes long for an hour long show.
But is there?
It was long.
Was it live?
It was live.
So are they using that to like set up and get in the studio and everything? No. Because it kicks over right away?
No.
No, they're just sitting there waiting for the intro to play?
Yeah, we were in the studio for at least 10 or 15 minutes before that turned on.
That makes no sense. Yeah, maybe it is the buffer, though,
He was making funny. He was making fun of some of the predecessors that came before him and paying homage to some of the other shows that have been on that platform.
But every time?
But it was long. Oh, no. He has said going forward. Yeah. That it will not be that long.
Okay.
So it was just a one-time thing.
Oh,
but yes,
okay.
8.5 to 9 minutes long.
I would stop listening.
Yes.
I would
yes.
not be like, oh, this is a funny homage. I'd be like, fuck this show.
Yeah, no.
Change the station.
No, not at all. Thank God.
Which it was you not shouldn't do if you're listening to us.
No, please don't change the station.
Yeah, don't do that.
Power through the 3.5 minutes that is our intro.
Maybe
it'll get shorter one day. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I've asked people. We'll see if they come through.
We've heard some things. They're not there yet. So we're looking for something good to replace it. We don't want to just replace crap with shorter, you know.
Crap.
No reason to do that.
Right.
Like a little pellet crap. No.
We don't need rabbit clean droppings.
No, none of that.
No. A nice, you know, medium tapered.
Yeah.
Log I think would be perfect.
30, 45 second kind
That's
of thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Just good.
Couple of clips here and there.
Yeah.
Roll right into the silliness that is.
Easy.
Let's
roll right into the silliness that is.
Well, that is the show. Yeah. Oh, well, since you said the silliness that is, I'm going to change what I was going to say. Let's talk about Transformers 4.
Okay. So
he's not going to care. He's going to hate it no matter what.
He doesn't care.
So he doesn't have to talk about
it. I have not seen this yet.
And you shouldn't.
And I've heard from certain sources.
Yes.
It's not good.
You should not see it.
All right.
Tell
us why.
Maybe when it comes out on Netflix for like.
Or some other place. Yeah, we can go to retailer Y.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly. Maybe when it hits that platform so that you could kind of understand and some parts are okay, but overall it's a shit show.
Well, here's my issue with this, right?
Okay.
So a movie like this that you know is not going to be good, apparently it's way worse than
it's
not good.
It's way worse than not good.
I want you
good.
To talk about that in a minute. But it's, I might as well see that spectacle in theaters. You know, if I'm going to watch it on a 15-inch laptop screen or, you know, on a tinier TV at home, I might as well get the crazy crap in the, you know, like, why not watch that part?
And I'll tell you why not. For one reason only. It clocks in at 2 hours and 46 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long...
If this was an hour and a half,
yeah,
even 2 hours, mm-hmm. I'll even give you 2 hours. If it was 2 hours and you wanted to go experience the spectacle that is Grimlock in the last 30 seconds of the movie, as opposed to the whole movie like they would have you believe in some of the trailers, then maybe it would be worth it. But at 2 hours and 46 minutes...
Not good.
That is.
Is it also Mark Wahlberg, who I think is one of the most inconsistent actors of all time? Is he bad in this?
He is the least of the bad.
Okay.
Okay. So now,
and I like Stanley Tucci, but even in the trailer, he looks like
Here's the thing.
It's like no one wanted to be in this, but they gave them money.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yep.
Oscar nominee. Right. Didn't win, but he was nominated for The Fighter.
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci, Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer.
Yep.
Multiple time Emmy winner.
Yep. True.
Okay, so we're not talking about a poor cast
of
actors. I mean, you're talking about people. I happen to think Stanley Tucci is an excellent actor.
I agree.
And actually, Stanley Tucci might be a little bit better than Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
The script is horrendous.
Well.
It is peppered with these. No, but.
Who wrote this shit?
I don't know if it was Michael Bay. I don't even know, but. All the other Transformers movies, as bad as they have been kind of like hokey, but okay.
They knew what they were.
Yeah. No, this is just a shit show. It's peppered with these awful, terrible, like, one-liners.
Yeah.
Like Mark Wahlberg, his character is an inventor, and at some point in the movie, he's talking to his daughter that's played by this really hot girl that's like a poor man's Tara Reid.
She's from Bates Motel.
Yeah, she's a poor man's Tara
Reid. Apparently, she's actually a very good actress.
Well, not in this. And like, he has one line that he's like, "You're the best invention I've ever made." And it's just like, oh, I feel dirty. Like, I need a shower. Yeah,
really?
It's like this. It's terrible. And then, like... And then,
oh great, he's writing Transformers 5.
They bastardized.
So he also wrote the previous two, Dark of the Moon and Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay, so here's the weird thing. People are like, "How did you not know? Dark of the Moon was the second one, right?
No, that was the third.
The third one. I'm sorry. Revenge of the Fallen was the second one. The second one was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But third was
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
But third was slightly better than two.
He also wrote Reindeer Games.
Yeah, well, he is clearly inconsistent.
And the ring. And in the middle of a conversation.
And the ring.
As someone says, Reindeer Games.
So, I mean, the one-liners kill it. And some of the reviews out there that I'm reading are really critical of the story. There is no fucking story. No, there's actually a story, and I think the story that they wanted to tell.
Oh, awesome! You guys are talking about Transformers, yes. So I missed nothing.
Correct.
Yeah, we did that on purpose. I think the story they wanted to tell.
Yep.
Could have been an actually very interesting story.
But they decided to tell something else.
No, it's just. They didn't execute it well. Mm. It's like they had a really good outline.
Maybe they had the True Blood guys do a rewrite. And that's why.
Whatever it is.
Because holy shit, that's also a terrible show. I want to call it True Crud. I'm probably offending many fans of this show right now.
That's fine.
Of this program?
Yeah.
Nobody who's a fan of this program should really at this point be a fan of True Blood.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know that. I encourage people to like what they like.
Yeah.
No.
But True Blood is not a good show.
No. It hasn't been since like the second season.
Well, I tapped out after two seasons ago.
Well, I'm watching this season because it's the final season, right. So I might as well. But so you're saying had a good story, didn't execute it at all.
The people that are complaining that Crosshairs wasn't originally a helicopter, he was that's moot at this point.
Who gives a shit?
A lot of the Transformers, both in the cartoon, the comic books, and the movies, have changed whatever they change into. So that doesn't... And I even got over Grimlock's terrible scale. I got over that. Because, you know, the scale thing, even in the original... I mean, Megatron in the original cartoon, Starscream can hold him. He could actually be big enough to shoot himself. And I think humans held him at one point. So clearly they could change scale somehow through their magical transforming abilities. So I'm over that at this point. But the story really just.
What I heard also is that for the first 45 minutes, you actually think it may be an okay movie.
You do get that opinion. And a lot of that is because there's almost no Transformers in the first 45 minutes. Like only Optimus Prime and only sort of in the first 45 minutes. And then it just goes quickly downhill. Galvatron is in it. And he's been tweaked a bit, but he's kind of okay. There are no Decepticons in it except for sort of Galvatron.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Just weird.
It's just weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think that ILM should just do just Transformers movies.
With no people in it? I would be down with that.
They should just do like, you know.
Like the Fall of Cybertron. Animation.
Yeah. I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay with it. I actually think that. Even though people are bitching about some of Optimus Prime's lines, I think they were okay. And people are like, Optimus Prime is completely contradictory because he wants to kill all the people. Yeah, except that this government agency, blow it out your ass or whatever the fuck, it's Cemetery Wind, it's called. And the Cemetery Wind is like this evil CIA that's killing the Autobots. So I don't blame Optimus Prime for kind of having his panties in a knot. Like, he's upset. That's okay. Like, I'm down with
that. Sure.
But I just, if you really want to see it, go see it.
So
but.
Don't.
But maybe wait for it on DVD so or don't Netflix.
See it. Yeah. So go see Earth to Echo instead. Yeah.
Which looks
I'm totally
decent.
Down for seeing that.
So
that's like
E.T.
That's like,
anyone? It's clearly E.T. Yeah.
It's clearly, like Wall-E meets E.T.
Yeah, it's weird.
Clearly E.T. meets Super 8. That's what I'm sticking with because it even has that found footage.
Yes, it does have a found footage thing.
And
going
E.T.
on.
Is macking me. So it's all derivative.
It's all derivative.
Yeah. Even the initials are.
What was the one with the bunny? The Last Mimsy. Did you ever see that one?
Oh, yeah, but I like that one.
I really love
that. I actually really like that one.
I really like that one.
That one, at least, I thought had a really, like,
very, very
good storyline.
Cerebral. Very, yeah, much better. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that was kind of like, what if E.T. met Where the Wild Things Are? Like, it was sort of.
A little bit.
Like, right? It was kind of like in
Yeah, kind of.
I never saw Where the Wild Things Are either.
Have you read the book?
The Spike Junk. Yeah, of course.
So I mean, you know the story.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's talk about The Leftovers. Did either of you watch the premiere episode?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
So I have not yet watched it either because
Why are we talking about it?
I'll tell you why. Because I heard The Leftovers. I knew it was coming, and I've seen all the trailers, and I'm like, this looks like a great show.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
So Damon Lindelof. I like Damon Lindelof.
Yep.
Pilot's an hour and a half. That's the reason I haven't watched, or an hour and 15 minutes, which is why I haven't watched it yet.
So I'm like.
It's an hour show in general, though.
Yeah.
So as I'm reading up on it more and more and more, I'm like, oh, it's based on a book. Mm-hmm. And the book's only like 600 pages. I'm like, oh, I could bang that out in like a week. So I'll read the book, and then I'll watch the show. So I'm like halfway through the book at this point.
Yep.
And it is nothing like what I thought it was going to be. Like,
what did you think it should be?
We should maybe totally stop talking about this now.
No, I don't think we should, because all right. I think that...
Are you going to spoil?
I'm not going to spoil anything other than... All I'm going to say is...
Hannibal's the killer.
If you think that the show is supernatural and sci-fi, sort of...
No, it's not.
You are completely off base.
No, it's clearly about people in this town.
Yeah, but...
That's what I think.
Yes, but I at least thought that some of the things might have some sort of resolution. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, well, you know...
And the trailers, I don't think, lead you to believe that. The trailers kind of lead you to believe that it's... In my opinion, at least, and I watched all the trailers, all the TV spots, it led me to believe that it was going to be some sort of weird sci-fi kind of thing. And it is with the human element built in. And I thought the sci-fi aspect was going to be much more intertwined into the story. And I don't think that it is at all.
No, to me, it sounds like what happens to a smallish town after the rapture. And all their loved ones disappear. Yeah. That's what I got the vibe from.
Well, then
I got that vibe.
Like the leftovers, in these are the people not worthy of paradise. And how do they deal with the fact that the people they really love who are better than
but
them
I don't
are
know
gone
that it's
now.
Actually the rapture?
Well, they don't call it that. It's not called the rapture.
Well, they do in the trailer. The one Christopher Eccleston's character is like, it's not the rapture. But they kind of call it the rapture, but they don't call
there's,
it.
There's a word. I don't bizarro. Remember what the word is in universe, but it's the rapture.
Like, this is the end? Because that was the rapture.
Yeah.
It's bizarro. It's bizarro. So it's not bad, just different than what I expected. I'm looking forward to watching the show.
I'm excited to watch the
out.
Pilot. I really don't mean...
I'm excited to finish reading the book. Like I said, I'm about halfway through and I'm enjoying
it's
it.
It's just not
so
what you thought.
Just not at all what I expected.
Interesting.
All right, let's move forward.
Sure.
Sherlock.
Oh, yes.
For all the haters out there, for all the people who are confused by the fact that it's going to take 2 years for the next season of Sherlock.
Yeah.
Have you not been following the pattern? It's been 2 years between seasons, pretty much since season one.
And I think it's honestly, so yes, I am as upset as anyone else that it's going to take till probably Christmas of 2015 for us to see.
That's for the special.
The series.
No. So the announcement today,
yesterday. But the special is first.
The special is first, followed by a 3-episode season. So right, you're actually getting one more episode than
you're... But they're shooting in January of 2015.
They are shooting the holiday special.
I didn't know it was a holiday special.
Yeah, it's a holiday special.
Oh, Jesus.
They are not shooting the remainder of the season until the middle to end of 2015 for a premiere in 2016.
Okay. So, all right. So all that.
So it'll be a fucking while.
That sucks. And it takes a long time.
It does.
But if you've seen Sherlock, they've been doing that for a while. What I'm amazed at is they're doing it at all, because these are now two of the biggest actors.
Yep.
And they're still getting them together, and some of the biggest writers, at least UK-wise, together to still do this, because clearly everyone enjoys doing this and everyone enjoys watching
it. It's clearly a passion of love. I also think that...
passion of love?
A work of love.
Labor?
Labor of love.
Is that... Okay.
Look. But I think that because of the way they film it, they can get even some of the biggest actors to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're giving us an extra episode. I mean, really, it's all the people that are bitching. They didn't have to give us the holiday special. What I really think happened was, I think a lot of people didn't watch the first two seasons when they aired. I think they played the Netflix catch-up game.
Yep.
Right before season three came out. So they're not used to that 2-year gap, right?
Exactly.
They watched three seasons for back to back to back over a month, 2 month period.
And I mean,
and now they're like 2 years.
Now they gotta wait.
Right. They're not really episodes. They're movies.
They're movies. Oh,
they're,
absolutely.
They're hour and a half to a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And there's three. I mean, they're making movie. You know, like this isn't a 40-minute serial television.
Correct.
So as much as it's annoying, I mean, we all kind of knew it was coming. It's nice to hear that. No, we have ideas. We have scripts. We're actually going to be doing this. Well, we're just schedule stuff.
Sure.
And we have. I don't know if you have this in the news, and I'm about to kill a story. But we have a premiere date for Doctor Who.
We do.
So
is like a month and change away.
Which is very soon. So yes. I mean, we're still going to see. Some Moffat, and you know, this takes time for them to make it. I'm happy they're making it.
Of course.
Everybody should have suspected this was happening when every time you hear about any movie and Benedict Cumberbatch is being tossed around as a character, as a casting, a possible casting choice. It happened with Star Wars, happened with three or four other things. It's not something that should be a surprise to anybody.
No, no, and Martin Freeman isn't exactly sitting at home on the couch either. I mean,
the Hobbit's done, I think.
No, well, the Hobbit's done because they shot those at the same
time. But he's on a new TV. Is
he was in Fargo.
He was on Fargo.
But that's done.
Reshoots.
No, Fargo's coming back, isn't it? I don't think it was canceled.
I thought it was a miniseries.
No, I think it's coming back.
Really?
I believe Fargo is coming back.
When it was first announced and on, it was a special 10-part miniseries event.
I believe that I read.
Was it?
Absolutely.
And I could be wrong, but I believe that I read that it was coming back for a
second.
Much
in the
way
that, maybe they're doing like a True Detective thing.
Which is also
which there's also been some rumors about True Detective, too. I don't know.
Well, yeah, since you brought it up, Doctor Who is August 3rd, I think. It's a Saturday premiering the same day in the BBC. Leading up to that, there is a world tour again.
Sorry, it is a True Detective thing. The creator confirmed that if the series is renewed, it will be a new story with different characters.
Oh, okay. So what's that thing? Oh, yeah, world tour. So, yes, that's happening. It starts sometime in the middle of July. It does make a stop in New York. I'm assuming it's going to be much like last season where they'll premiere the episode a couple weeks early.
Cool.
I mean, I saw last season's episode, or two seasons ago, I guess. I saw that episode like 2 or 3 weeks before it aired. I went to the tour event for that. It was a good time. So,
I don't know if I want to do that.
Hard.
Or is it just a bunch of people with sonic screwdrivers pointing it at the screen?
No, pretty much. No, because when I went, Matt Smith, Jenna Louise Coleman.
Oh, they were there?
Stephen Moffat. They were there.
Oh, that's
they did a Q&A before and after.
That's kind of
then
cool.
We watched, they did a Q&A, we watched the episode, and then they did some more stuff afterwards.
Oh, that's so cool.
Was Amy Pond there? Was that one?
So yes, Karen Gillan was there. Oh, no, that's right. Jenna Louise Coleman was not there. Karen Gillan was there because she hadn't left the show yet. It was.
All right. So,
yeah, so it's a bit to do.
That was after Little Fifi interviewed them, right? Wasn't that the same
time? It was after that.
Yeah.
A couple months after that.
Yeah.
There is a. She is Karen Gillan. Is she now in that what looks like an awful ABC comedy called Selfie?
I believe she is in that show.
Yeah. What the fuck?
How's her hair look? Is it growing back?
It's growing back. It's a bit pixie cut right now.
Oh, really?
Not in the show. She's wearing a wig.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I saw an interview with her recently.
I'll look at the real pictures.
I saw an interview with her recently, and it's very short. Pixie short.
Yeah.
Not like Nebula short.
Kind of like
it. Yeah. Interesting.
And it's Karen Gillan?
Yes. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
Nathan Fillion is not Cosmo.
No.
Is not Nova.
No.
But he is a character who potentially could have a role in the future Marvel Universe.
Did they actually
according
say,
to James Gunn.
Oh, okay. James Gunn. Because, I mean, Latino Review.
Yeah. Oh, no. He flat out called out Latino Review.
Oh, he did?
He's like, yeah, no. They're wrong.
Okay.
Thank God people are starting
Latino. All right. Well, let's get through this one. Then I have another Latino review one that
that's all I wanted to say.
Who's the character?
We don't know. Not yet. I think they're saving it as a surprise.
Captain Marvel. No, wouldn't be.
Adam Warlock?
Yeah, I was thinking Adam Warlock, but there's no way.
Why not? He's fitting pretty well.
The character
would fit well. I don't know how Fillion would fill the role, but the
universe? I don't know.
Adam Warlock? You don't think so? With Thanos and all that other stuff?
Corsair.
Could be interesting.
He's a hairdryer.
Interesting. Corsair could be interesting.
If you don't know who the character is,
Corsair,
Scapegoat, you can just ask.
I don't.
Corsair
I absolutely
would be,
don't. But
Corsair
that is
would
a
be
he is the leader
one
of
more
the,
thumb in the eye.
It really would. Corsair is the father of Cyclops and Havoc, who is a space pirate.
Yeah, what's the name of his group?
The Starjammers.
The Starjammers, that's
right.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay, yes, I do know
that. A space pirate, I mean, kind of a no-brainer.
That's what he is.
But it would be it would be just another good thumb in the eye to Fox.
Yeah, it would be.
So,
look, now we have his father. Their father.
Oh, speaking of that,
yeah.
And if you didn't see, the soundtrack is now online today via Spotify. You can get the entire soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And the
score
cover
soundtrack.
To it. No, the score is going to be released separately. The soundtrack.
And
so Blue Oyster Cult.
And every toy
except
the 6-inch Legends.
What about them?
Are everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Except the Legends.
But I think that's here because I'm seeing people I'm seeing pictures of them pop up on Twitter.
Really?
Guys that are grabbing them from other parts of the country.
Fudge.
So they either haven't quite worked their way here yet.
Right.
Or just the scalpers in our area are scooping them fast.
I'm considering getting Rocket's ship.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of tiny scale.
Yep, yep.
I'm thinking about getting that, but I definitely want the main crew from the 6-inch Legends figures, and then I will gladly sell the Iron Man and the Nova, probably.
It sucks, because as much as I want them all, I really just want Rocket and Groot.
And Groot's the bitch.
And Groot's the bitch.
But he's awesome.
He's the Build-A-Figure.
I know, but he's awesome.
So I either have to buy him loose, or have to buy them all and sell off the figures.
And you know, loose, probably 40, 50, 60 bucks.
I know.
Versus 20, 40, 60. I mean, it could...
I'm not saying it's not possible.
Yeah.
Just saying it's a hassle.
Might be. Except, well, it's definitely that.
That's all. All right. I have some other news.
Yeah, what else?
Type things that we can discuss. How about Bryan Singer teases the X-Men Apocalypse treatment?
Yeah, hello. Why don't we just jump right on JJ's bandwagon? It's even the same angle as the letter on the fucking Millennium Falcon table.
Yeah, but the difference between the letter is that it was a funny letter on... This is actually a piece from the script.
You think.
Well, I mean, it is.
Well, how do you know?
Because it's labeled... Because I think it's been confirmed. It's labeled treatment. It's not written on a napkin and pen.
Okay. I'm just saying.
What we can gather from it, the horsemen are in the opening sequence.
Uh-huh. Which means it's modern day. Whatever, in Egypt, right?
Right. Well, it says the Nile is streaked with something and something is burning.
Okay.
And then it says, blah, 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 the horsemen with a variety of powers, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, I don't think saying that the horsemen are going to be in the movie is that huge a deal. I think anybody that kind of, you know, knows the Apocalypse story has to assume that the horsemen are going to be in the movie. Kind of stands.
Well, they show them.
To reason.
They show them at the end of Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's right. They actually do show them, don't they?
Yeah, they're on horseback.
Yeah, yeah.
The horsemen?
Yeah, there are four guys, off to the side, right?
Off to the side. Yeah.
I think I totally missed that.
Yeah, yeah, they're there. Oh. With the up and sword. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Up and sword. Oksana Moon or whatever.
In Salvador.
Yeah, that's it.
What, wasn't that the female from the Mummy movies? Oksana Moon?
I'm not sure.
Maybe, I don't know.
Speaking of the Mummy movie, have you seen the newest trailer for Hercules? Looks pretty good.
No, it doesn't.
I think it looks pretty good.
I thought it came out already.
No. It was a different Hercules movie.
Oh, no. That's the other one.
Yeah, this is the one with The Rock. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard they're both not so good.
I think the trailer looks decent.
We'll see.
Community.
Yeah.
Sixth season on Yahoo Screen.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing I said when I read this wasn't yay, was, what the fuck is Yahoo Screen?
Well, yeah, that's clearly...
What is Yahoo Screen?
Well, it's where you're going to be able to watch Community season.
Yeah, does it currently
exist,
though?
The winner of the bidding war for Community season.
But it currently exists, does it not?
I guess. I have no fucking idea.
And it's a free service. It's not a pay service from what I can gather.
I don't know either. I don't know. But I don't care because Community Season 6 will be on it. And they'll be able to curse if they want.
I am bummed that Donald Glover is not coming back.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of bummed about.
Yeah.
Like, is he Childish Gambino? He's too big now?
I don't know.
To do Community?
Nah, I don't think that's what it is. But I mean, it's great, like, reading the tweets and Dan Hartman and everybody talking about it. It's really cool. They're going to have Season 6. It's nice.
Six seasons in a movie?
Yeah, still happening.
still happening. They get that sixth season.
There you go.
Six seasons in a movie, baby.
That's pretty cool. I mean, do we want not Yahoo Screen? I don't give a shit. Whatever. Season 6 is
I don't care where it's coming. Yeah, yeah. I'm just happy
it's
that
no
it's
longer.
Coming.
It's no longer an issue whether it's on network television or not, as long as it's out there.
As long as the content is
available. We're all
going to
find it online and watch it somehow anyway. So
of course.
Might as well just put it straight online.
Just like some people in this room buy their comics.
Speaking of which.
Just saying. I don't
not comics, to... but finding things online.
Yep.
I also have now watched The Flash pilot.
No, there you go.
Because I could not help.
Yep.
And much like we speculated last week, WB or CW and Warner Brothers announced, I guess yesterday, that immediately following the huge Marvel panel in Hall H at San Diego,
yep,
there's going to be a huge CW panel. And I believe one of the things that's going to happen is they're going to screen the teaser for The Flash or the pilot for The Flash.
Well, that's why it's out.
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
My quick comments on pilot for The Flash. Holy shit.
Just real quick. Before we
holy
discuss
shit,
that.
Bad. Holy
are you trying to compare the fact that Marvel Cinematic Universe is having a huge panel to there's going to be the guys from Arrow and Flash?
Things. Yes, I am.
Those are not comparable situations.
No, they are
in
comparable.
In terms of scope.
I'll tell you why they're comparable. Because it's Hall H. See, you haven't been to San Diego before, so you don't understand Hall H. Hall H is Hall H is the hall.
Yeah.
That's the big hall. That's the you have to wait online for 6 hours to get into some panels hall.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's your day. If you're going to anything in Hall H, you're online from the moment you get there until that thing is over.
So the fact that they're putting them in Hall H and that they feel that it warrants it's Hall H enough. Is significant.
Yeah.
But I should say that it's not just Arrow and it's not just Flash because Warner Brothers is involved as well. The parent company, Gotham, is going to be in that panel as well. And so will Constantine.
Got it.
So, DC on TV.
Okay. Got it.
So, but it's still fairly significant that that's going.
Are they
going to
screen Gotham also?
They might. I didn't.
That would be interesting.
I missed that.
I would watch that on leak.
But yeah, The Flash, just one of the characters that they tease.
Yep.
And I don't want to give it away, but one of the characters that they tease. Awesome.
Are you talking about which one you're talking about?
Yes, I'm talking about the one that we talked
about.
Can you give a cryptic clue?
Sure. They're instrumental in the future of the DC
universe. As much as I would love to address the 900-pound gorilla in the room, I don't know that it's appropriate for our audience.
Yeah, definitely don't want to do
that. Well put, sir.
All right. Let's move on. Devon Aoki, who you may know
as Devon Aoki.
Yeah. Is it Devon or Devon?
Devon.
I believe it's Devon Aoki.
She was in the first Sin City.
And the second.
Is she in the second one?
I think she is.
I don't think.
Oh, no. She played Miho in the first one. No, didn't she die in the first one?
Yeah, she's not in the second one.
Oh. Yeah. She
so,
has been,
so did Marv. Yeah, he's in it.
She has been cast as Katana in the Arrow next season, which I think is interesting.
Oh, cool.
So Arrow's, you know, Arrow next season.
She's playing the same character from Sin City.
More or less. I mean, a lot of Arrow next season is going to take place in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah, because he's off the island. Remember, he's off the island pretty much.
I forgot we have a whole new flashback there.
Yeah,
which I'm honestly happy about because weren't you getting a little tired of the island?
I was. So I should say the flashbacks are going to be Hong Kong.
Yeah,
the rest of it is still going to be Starling City. Yeah.
Like Gilligan.
Well, no, I mean it just run its course. I mean, and I think they tied it up very nicely at the end of last season.
I agree.
By having them go back to the island.
Yes.
To lock up Slade and Supermax.
Yep.
I mean it. There was a nice way to wrap it up and put a bow on it and move on. So, but I think that's cool. I actually like Katana. I'm not quite sure how they're going to work the whole her sword talks to her angle.
I'm sure they'll find a way.
That'll be interesting. But
maybe it'll be digital.
Or they'll eliminate it.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see.
No, I think they'll figure out a way to work it in there. They'll just make her crazy. The audience will never actually hear it. She'll just address it as though it's talking to her, that kind of thing.
Right. Or the sword will actually be talking
like
to her.
Like the Irish.
Or the sword will actually be talking.
Like the Irishman in Braveheart.
Yeah. I only have two more things in the news, and then I don't know if you guys have anything, but Seth Rogen tweeted a picture of the early works of
Green
Preacher.
Hornet 2.
Preacher.
Oh.
It just says teaser and intro Genesis, which is where Preacher starts off. It's that whole prologue is this kind of Genesis story. So
what's Seth Rogen doing in there?
He's writing it with the same guy that wrote, he's writing it with Evan Goldberg.
Oh, that's right.
I have absolute faith in him to do this after seeing, I said it before and I said it after seeing The World's End. Absolute faith.
This is the end?
This is the end.
Yeah. The World's End was the other one.
The Simon Pegg. My biggest concern about this is not Seth Rogen, it's AMC.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still not sure that they're going to be able to get away with...
Well, they're right on the edge. That is the network. I mean, if you've ever watched, you know, all 9,800 hours of The Walking Dead, or what it feels
and
like.
And I know The Walking Dead is violent, but...
Really? Because it kind of pales in comparison to Hannibal this season.
Well, okay, all right.
But
Preacher is like...
And that's NBC.
Not only is Preacher ultra-violent, but Preacher also is...
Sexual.
Very sexual. And the language... And it's. I think it's one of the few times...
Profane.
...where the language actually is kind of significant to some of the characters.
Do you want
to
know what AMC should
like
mean.
Dumbing down the language for some of the characters...
Do you know what AMC
wouldn't
should...
feel right?
Yeah, we'll see.
This is what I'm... Yeah, I share your concern about AMC. You know what AMC should have done?
What?
American Vampire.
That would have been awesome.
Perfect.
I'm still waiting for someone to pick that up. That would be...
I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened
yet. I mean, Stephen King's involvement alone...
I know.
Right? And Scott Snyder has been fantastic.
And hey, isn't... What's his name really ticked off? What's his name? It directed Shawshank.
Yeah, yes.
Darabont? Isn't Darabont really pissed off about that whole, how that Walking Dead thing went down? And isn't he really familiar with and make successful Stephen King's work? And wouldn't it be awesome to put those two elements together and,
I'm down. I American Vampire is one of the few books that I regret that I still don't read. I lost.
You know, there's a way to solve that.
I know. You know
trades,
what though? It's
or you know.
I'm far
the way
behind,
he normally solves.
I'm far behind in it now, and I'm far behind in my current reading. It would be quite a feat.
Yeah.
To play catch up at this point.
Yeah.
And I suspect at some point I will, but it's just not in the cards right now. The last thing I want to talk about in the news is Starz.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to mention.
Fully announced that they are developing Neil Gaiman's American Gods.
After HBO passed on it.
So,
but Neil told me that like 3 years ago, so this isn't a surprise.
HBO passed on it, and right. It sounds like a really interesting idea.
Yep.
And I think everyone's a little, you know, like, cool, but who knows, right?
Right.
Guess who's the showrunner?
Who?
Brian Fuller.
Hannibal.
Yes,
so for me, it's him and actually the other guy, some guy from Heroes and something else. But for me, the fact that Brian Fuller is involved means fuck yes, I want to watch this.
Okay, so let me toss this out there. Have you read American Gods?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I believe I have.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't understand you. Okay, so for anybody that has not read American Gods, no matter how excellent the TV show is, it is really worth reading that book. It is. I think it's a great... sort of, you know how people talk about like comic books or like modern American mythology? No, American Gods is modern American mythology in a lot of ways, I think. And you know, I'd be interested to see how it translates to TV. It's definitely one of Neil's longer books, I think.
It's his longest
which is
book.
Good. Is it his longest? Yeah. So plus, I'm excited.
There was also the spin out.
I know.
Boys.
I would really, really love if American Gods does well for someone to redo Neverwhere.
It's not
either
happen.
As an ongoing or a miniseries.
Not gonna happen.
I know. But
you know where Neverwhere peaked? The DC Comics adaptation
was
good.
The
perfect.
Book is so good.
I know.
And the BBC show so bad.
So bad.
So bad.
So very bad.
But all right. So for those of you who aren't familiar with Neverwhere, a little back history. The BBC
on the BBC
was the chicken. It came first.
Yes.
Right. So Neil wrote it for TV, was woefully displeased with how it turned out, and rightfully so, and then went back and rewrote it as a novel. And the novel is fantastic. So I would love to see it get its proper treatment.
Yeah.
That's all I have for the news.
No pun intended.
Do you guys have anything else news-wise?
Not that I can think of.
No? All right. With that,
we'll take our first break. On whatever number episode this is.
334.
And whatever we're calling it.
Stormy weather.
And we'll be right back.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event. A tribute to Otto Peterson. Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Whoa, easy there.
Sorry, I was jumping the gun there.
Pulling the trigger a little bit fast,
yeah,
but not target.
Cow.
Episode 334.
Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
Are you going to use that song? That would be really cool if you did that.
I might, if I can find it. Yes, I probably will use that song at the end. But let's talk about Suburban Vinyl since you jumped the gun and brought
sure.
them up. Suburban Vinyl in lovely, although
well,
probably not today,
yeah.
or tomorrow, and half of Friday,
yep.
Waldwick, New Jersey.
It's a little hilly in Waldwick, so they're probably okay.
They might be all right.
Yeah.
They might be all right.
Yeah, they're just in a big puddle.
That's right. SuburbanVinyl.com. For all of your awesome art toy needs, of course, they have the new Dunnies in the Art of War line. I know they just got in. The Blood Type Positive show, all those pieces are still on display until July 19th. So if you can get a chance to go to that show, go to the store and check them out.
Cool.
And of course, if you shop online.
There's a coupon code.
There is a coupon code and it is.
Big Kev.
And it will get you.
10% off your entire order.
Excellent. And if you go into the store.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
And visit Smack, Blink, Rob, the mayor.
That guy.
And say Big Kev sent you.
Yep.
You'll get.
You just have to reference the show. You don't have to show. You don't have to say that I sent you. You get a lollipop.
But how great would it be if someone went in there and did it a la Large Marge?
Yeah.
Big Kev sent me. Ah!
Big Kev sent me.
So yes, you will get a lollipop.
Give me my lollipop.
Which now all three of us can confidently say will happen.
Will, in fact, happen.
Yep.
I've seen it.
I still want to go to Yestercade, which you guys mentioned. On,
oh, I've been there now.
Let's plan a group trip.
Yeah. I have been there now.
Yestercade. Right. Fuck, what's the name of the tapas place?
Oh, I've been there too.
It was Tapestry.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I was like, it's a corny pun, but it's also kind of cute.
It was so delicious.
It was a little... I'd say it was a little pricey, but I felt it was worth it.
Save it for Big Kev's Eat Stuff.
You're right.
We have episode one coming eventually.
Oh, you. All right, listen.
We're going to do it one day, OG, just to shut you up.
I would happily shut up. All right, listen, before we move into comics and product.
Sounds like the world's ending outside.
It does. It is coming to an end. We do have a couple questions from a listener.
Oh, yeah,
who sent in some stuff via the Twitter, and I wanted to address those, so let's see.
The
first thing he says was trying to learn whose voice is who, but I'm sure that will come, which we addressed in the opening of the show.
Yes.
I am OG.
This is Scapegoat.
And the guy that came in halfway between is Big Kev.
I am the star.
Well, slow down. But yes, you are Big Kev, and that is
true. I am the namesake of the program.
He also says he does have a couple of questions for us. We mentioned something about Amazon support, but I don't see that.
Is there no Amazon link on
there
the site?
There is. Currently? It's at the very top of the page. There is a banner. It's pretty big. If you click on that, it will bring us right to our page. I know there's also a way that you can do like an amazon.com/blah blah blah and create a unique URL. I'm going to look into that and maybe we'll try to figure that
That'll
out.
That'll be easy too.
But definitely check out the link at the top of the page. And of course, we do appreciate everybody that uses that.
More than you know right now.
Yeah, word.
PayPal too, always a good way.
He said, I did sign up for the newsletter. I made a comment on the most recent episode, which he did. And he followed all three of us on Twitter. So we thank you for
that.
Yes,
thank you very much.
All right, let's talk about it.
Sure.
Because I really wanted to set this bit in motion today, but OG has pulled the reins back and said that I cannot do this.
You cannot do this.
I really wanted to put a link on the site
that
said join our newsletter and have people click it and it go to a page that says there is no goddamn newsletter.
No.
But what he's referring to for people that don't use this feature already
is the RSS
feed. So we have the show RSS feed, which you can subscribe to just the show, which of course we encourage all of you to do. But there is also a content RSS feed.
Yep.
And what that'll do is if you have an RSS reader, every time we post something on the show, including the new episodes, but news stories, those sorts of things, it will also populate that. And so in that regard, it could be seen.
Yeah. Yep.
It lets you know. It's like a bat signal for the show.
I just think the idea of us doing a newsletter is just
well. You picture
awesome.
Like a two-page, like oh, let's use Microsoft.
Page. Just like, one page,
like
just
one
a
of those
one,
one of those Microsoft publisher documents that people make for their church groups or like a book club. Like that's ridiculous. I think that's funny.
We should do it for New York Comic Con.
God damn it! Give out the newsletter.
Might be the only thing we're giving up. All right, let's talk about one other thing he says. I've always
the Almighty is not pleased with you.
I've bought some comic books off of Craigslist in the past. I've always wanted to get into comics, but it's hard. It's hard jumping in at this point. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, it's very simple. Just look for Marvel number one.
No,
and if you see Marvel number one,
all Marvel number ones are jumping on points.
So, wait.
He's a new listener.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's
a total joke, and we're making fun of Marvel.
So to this, I say the answer to this question depends on a lot of different things.
Yes, your morality,
your interests, right?
Your skills with a computer.
Well, what kind of books do you like? Are you into superhero books? And if you are, I'm sure we can give you some great suggestions.
Yeah.
Are you into fantasy, independent, sci-fi?
It's okay. I think that's besides the issue. I think what he is saying is Batman has a 50 or 60 year history.
Yeah.
How can he possibly know it all?
I would jump on at New 52 Batman and enjoy the ride because it's been amazing for the past 3 years.
And then you know what? If you want to, I mean, comics were different a long time
ago. Sure.
Even not so long ago, within my lifetime, where they were pretty much a contained story in the issue.
Right.
I mean, only in the, I want to say in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, into the 80s, did they start doing the one story, you know, one issue into the next issue into the next issue. So it wouldn't be impossible. Let's take Batman as an example. it would not be impossible for you to hop on board the way that these books are currently being made, like with the New 52, like OG said, and totally enjoy it. And then periodically, maybe you can pick up some back issues or you can pick up some trades.
I was going to say.
Treasury editions, whatever, and get those stories and enjoy them.
So let's say you're a Batman fan.
Yeah.
A Death in the Family.
Yep.
Killing Joke.
Yep.
The Long Halloween. Hush.
Yep.
Right? All good
yep.
Batman stories that you can buy in trade form. Now, unfortunately with Marvel, you will have a harder time yes. finding collections because they don't do it as well as DC does. For whatever fucking reason, they just don't put out as many trades. The Ultimate Universe they were much better about, but the newer stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know why Marvel hasn't figured out that trades do well.
Yeah, and you know what else I don't understand is when they put out a trade of a book and it's like, you know, issues 1 through 7 and then issues 9 through 13 right. and then issue 16.
Well, you know why they do that? Because well, 8 was a standalone issue that yeah. didn't play into the overall story.
But you know what? That's horseshit.
Of course it is. Just put it in there.
Just put it in
well,
there.
Well, no, when they do the complete oversized edition, that'll have issue right. 8. So.
But it, yeah, but it never does. That's the problem.
I'm just going to throw out some quick indie books that I know you can get in trade
yeah,
format.
Yeah, go get Saga.
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 And actually, if you're going to get Saga, I also highly recommend Why the Last Man.
Mm-hmm.
Also, oh, yes, Brian K. Vaughan. I also recommend American Vampire, something we mentioned yep. earlier. It's a great book. Preacher is a great story.
Is it too much of a like a stereotype if I say go get Watchmen? Is that
no? Look, if the guy has no comic book experience, and
cornerstone books,
stuff,
yeah.
Watchmen. I'd even say V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
is a great book. I'd say Kingdom Come is a great read.
That's a little reference heavy.
Yeah, maybe you need a little bit more.
Kingdom Come might not be for Kingdom, an outset
so
kind of book.
Kingdom Come,
Marvels
and then
would be
load up
yeah,
DC
Marvels.
Load up DC.wiki.
Yeah.
Wikia or wikia.com.
And fill in your blanks.
Yeah, and then
there's probably
click
a
around.
Kingdom Come wiki.
Yeah. There's probably
there was. They actually published one at one point that
yep.
explained a lot of the references
and things. Powers, Invincible, The Walking Dead.
Invincible is a self-contained universe by the guy that created Walking Dead.
Yep. Kirkman.
It's a really excellent book. And you can actually pick up the oversized volumes
fairly easily
for dirt.
Yep.
So, I mean, that would definitely be a way to go if you want to get some good superhero books.
Sandman. I mean, it's, but I think, and look, I'm happy to give you more specific suggestions, or we're happy to give you more. If you tell us a little bit what you think you're into,
or
we
tell
can
us what you like
down,
that you've already,
right.
you've already,
but those
read.
Are some, those are some fairly significant, bigger
definitely
things to throw out there.
Omaha the Cat Dancer.
Oh, Jesus.
Black Kiss by Howard Chaykin.
You read something recently, right?
I did. I read Rocket Raccoon today.
Yes.
And I liked it. Scotty Young did not fail to deliver on this. Art, story, very funny. Groot's got a nice little cameo.
Nice.
I think it's actually going to be a kind of interesting story because it touches on something that I don't think has ever been touched on before in regards to Rocket. And could potentially be fairly significant if you know a little bit about Rocket Raccoon. I don't want to spoil it. I kind of want people to read it. But if you think you're a fan of a snarky, smart-ass raccoon with a machine gun...
Who wouldn't be?
Then I would recommend checking out Scotty Young's Rocket Raccoon number 1 that just came out this week.
If cool. only for the Scotty Young art. If it's a great story
beautiful.
On top of that, it's just a bonus.
Art is beautiful. All right, let's move into some product.
Yes.
Before we get into the San Diego stuff, because we're going to talk about a little bit of San Diego stuff, I want to do a Hasbro what the fuck. Hasbro
Where do you begin?
Has a Star Wars 6-inch figure that's going to be a retailer exclusive.
Oh, my God.
And the retailer, are you ready? If you haven't heard this yet, are you ready?
Is
Walgreens.
Walgreens. And not
wait,
only.
Wait, what?
Walgreens.
That's right. The pharmacy,
yeah.
like
slash
poor man's CVS
pharmacy slash pharmacy,
Walgreens
is gonna carry. Get this,
an amazing figure,
a 6-inch white Boba Fett
prototype Boba Fett.
Oh, so in between grabbing a Snickers, my Arizona iced tea, and whatever you know, Advil that
transition medications,
yeah, and my Oxy,
right?
That's good. You can pick up.
You could also pick up prototype
your
Boba
limited
Fett.
Edition.
So here's the thing about that. I've never seen more than 3 or 4 of any toy in a Walgreens.
Right.
A. B. they're just going to be people sleeping at fucking Walgreens.
Of course.
And if God forbid,
God forbid, they actually do get a lot of these things, or more likely they're not going to get a lot. They're going to be a fucking fortune on the second market.
Yeah, I mean it's
because guys will just stalk Walgreens.
People will go
it's Walgreens, so they'll probably be $25.
And you know what? And Walgreens isn't.
And they'll be selling for $150 to sell.
Walgreens isn't savvy.
Yeah.
To the toy world. So the clerk behind the counter, some guy walks in and wants to buy, let's say,
Walgreens
would just be like, okay. Whereas like, you know, some stores would be like, no, there's like a three max. Or Walgreens isn't going to fucking know.
Nope. Oh, you want money? Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yeah. Buy all of them so I don't have to worry about selling them tomorrow. I mean, it's an odd choice in retailer.
They're coming in the fall.
Yep.
It's going to be a big deal for Star Wars collectors because I'm betting now they're going to be really difficult to get a hold of.
I would suspect so.
So, I mean, and for guys like us who are doing the 6-inch line,
yep,
it's just going to be one of those things. It's going to take us forever to get. It's going to be frustrating and angry. And why on earth they choose? Why couldn't they do like a repaint Han Solo or a... You know, like a character.
Like blue vest instead of black vest on Solo or something like that.
They can't even keep regular colored Boba Fett on the goddamn peg.
I know. All right, let's talk about some other San Diego exclusives. Scapegoat actually is one that he's excited about.
Yeah, you never thought you'd hear that sentence.
Well, you know.
Hannibal.
By Funko.
I want it.
Funko Hannibal bobblehead,
and
right?
And it's bloody. Isn't it like bloody Hannibal?
Yeah, it's the knife. So it's the kitchen knife and some blood, the blood spatter all over that stuff. So I want one. That's it.
So geek stuff, so, listeners.
It looks cool and adorable, which is kind of what they're going for.
Yeah. Well, it's Funko, so it's that pop line.
That's their thing.
Pop vinyl line, yeah.
I want one. I'm sure it'll end up in some Hot Topic somewhere, but...
No, not
the exclusive version. It'll probably be clean.
Listen, are a fan of this show and you are going to San Diego, we're just going to start creating a mule list.
We're not above giving you a little extra. Giving you a little extra.
So that's on Scapegoat's list if you're going.
So far, I think I've secured one exclusive of the...
Which is what?
Two or three that I want.
Okay.
I think I've secured Jabba.
All right.
And
that's
it wasn't
good.
Cheap.
That's a good one, though.
Yep. And then I still have to get
the Shadow Trooper,
which is it's going to be $65 at the show, and they're selling for $150. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got to figure that one out. And I think that might be it.
Well, what about some other things we saw images of? Now, I don't have a good full list in front of me, and I am going to say that friend of the show, who always helps us out with images and stuff like that, Awesome Toy Blog, has a great comprehensive list of San Diego exclusives over there, so you can definitely go and check that out.
Awesome. Cool, do that.
And I'll post a link in our show notes this week. But some other exclusives that we saw that are bizarre but cool, the Jack Porkins bust. Jack getting his day.
So... I actually am getting this one.
It's
out of scope for my collection.
I'd say so.
But when the
you're really familiar with out of scope though. So I mean,
I am.
Yeah.
So what's funny about it though is that I have both Jack Porkins action figures.
I know.
And it's just something.
You're a Jack
about,
collector.
It's just I'm a completist.
You have the Lego too.
I think I do have the Lego.
I know you do.
Yeah. So the point of this is. Jack Porkins, for some reason, the fat X-Wing pilot from Star Wars just has a following. I'm part of that following. You see a Jack Porkins bust announced. Now, the actor that played him, of course, has passed on.
Which is sad.
From, I'm sure, weight-related disease. Although I'm not sure. I would guess. But the point is that...
Deep vein thrombosis from sitting in the X-Wing for too long.
Is that what it was?
I think
you know who else he was,
you
right?
Can't die. You cannot die from deep vein thrombosis.
Sure you can.
That's what's going to kill
a clot,
OG.
A clot could form.
Right, but you don't die from deep vein thrombosis.
Deep DVT leads to the clot. The clot goes to your heart and you die.
Right.
I would argue
you die from
deep... Yeah. When people say they've died from AIDS, 9 times out of 10, you die from pneumonia. But they say you died from AIDS.
I don't know if it's as close.
Just
saying.
Jack Porkins, the fat X-Wing pilot from Star Wars. Anyway, so You know who else he played, right?
I have no idea.
He played Eckhart in the first Batman movie.
He did?
The corrupt cop Eckhart?
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Jack Porkins. All right, all right. So, and the fact that they named the character Porkins always had a special place in my heart as far as humor goes.
Absolutely.
But that said, Gentle Giant, of course, is, and it's an amazing looking bust.
It's an inspiration.
It's an amazing looking bust. He's got a removable visor. He's got the removable visor, which I don't know why you would not have it on.
Is that for a 12-year-old anorexic audience?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely getting that.
It's an awesome
piece.
That's
not a joke. Get some help if you have
any of those.
Eating disorders.
No, it was actually related to the guy that got fired from the Travel Channel for the whole thing. Anyway, but Jeff Porkins, awesome bust.
Gentle Giant. Also announced a glow-in-the-dark. They did a remake of the 79 Alien action figure.
Yes.
It's like a foot and a half tall, whatever it is.
And it's glow-in-the-dark, right?
And they're doing one that's glow-in-the-dark for San Diego. I found the regular one
to be
a little pricey.
Oh, okay.
And this one I don't think is going to fare any better pricey-wise.
Probably not.
And I don't get the glow-in-the-dark thing. I just don't
there
get it.
There are some people that swear
I know, but
dark.
I just don't get it.
I'm with you.
You and
know
then
who doesn't
the
get glow-in-the-dark? The company that sold you your light switches.
Word. They definitely do not understand glow-in-the-dark.
And we talked last week about the AT-AT driver from the oversized line, the jumbo line. So that's all the ones from Gentle Giant that I can think of.
Yeah, there's
has started though already. San Diego Comic Con has started already from Sideshow.
Uh-huh.
And they have made a few announcements.
Is that Hulk piece? Is that a Sideshow?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a pretty awesome statue.
It's a premium format statue. Yeah, it is fucking humongous.
Yes. I mean, it's Hulk statues always are bigger than everything else.
And this is
and
like
premium
Planet
format.
Hulks that are King Hulk,
ginormo.
Is that what he is?
It's King Hulk.
And he's armored, and he's got the... I mean, if I was a fan of the Hulk, that would be the centerpiece of my collection, there's no doubt.
You know, San Diego Comic-Con already taking over the city of San Diego. Mean Aunt Bean is out in... Is out in San Diego this week on vacation. Has been sending me snapshots of posters around the city. When she got in her shuttle bus from the airport to the hotel or to the car rental place, they were just playing the Star Wars theme on loop.
Wow.
In the shuttle bus. So
nice.
So San Diego already taking over San
That's
Diego.
That's soon, isn't it? At the end of this month?
I don't even think it's the end. Isn't it like the third week? It's a couple weeks away. So
crazy.
So that's ramping up.
And I guess the only other thing we wanted to mention tonight is that we saw the movie Turtle Toys, or I did.
Yes, I saw them as well.
So here's...
We don't have them yet in studio, but I think we will have at least one of them next week.
Right, and I'm confounded because, first of all, I don't think they look very good at all.
Too skinny,
which
is funny because we kept saying how
the
bulky
legs,
they look.
The legs.
Oh, even the torso looks skinny.
Oh, really?
Skinny.
I found them to be... I did not like the design at all of what I've seen of it so far, but this kind of hammered that home. The other thing is really strange. Well, Shredder, course, was definitely Edward...
Right.
Edward Ninja Hands. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Edward Ninja Hands.
Eggatron.
Yes.
Definitely Edward Ninja Hands. And Shredder is definitely a rat, but he doesn't look
Splinter.
Like... Splinter, sorry. Yes. Splinter was a rat. Does not look like he belongs with these characters. I can't explain it.
But if
it
doesn't look like
different.
A badger...
Yeah, I know.
It's one up.
I know. The foot soldier looks like... He's wearing like camo pants.
Yeah, it's paramilitary.
Yeah, it's paramilitary. It's not ninja. So that's weird. And then the only other thing that stood out to me was there were no April O'Neils. And I watched boxes being opened.
So either she hasn't come out yet. She's wave two.
The card.
They pulled her.
Maybe they pulled her.
After the cards were produced.
Maybe.
Which is a possibility.
Yeah, that's happened.
We'll see.
Yeah, but I just found that really odd.
We'll see.
Really odd.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good because nice hour long episode this week.
Oh, good.
And of course, the wrap up music is playing in the background as well, which means that I could go into that whole pluggy thing.
Do it.
Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com where we have most of our episodes.
Subscribe to the newsletter.
Subscribe to the show.
Newsletter.
Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at BKGeekStuff. At ScapegoatGS and at GeekStuffOG. You can give us a call to the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And I think that might be it.
And with that, OG, We will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Bob Hastings, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining.